This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodman.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your sports bros here. Rob and Sue Patrick is interim producer.
No official word on when we will get a real producer.
Not even I know.
No one knows.
I don't even know how long I'm going to be here.
I secretly think this is going to be one of those. You know, you hear the stories, like they call them the Costanza, where the guy gets fired, but he keeps showing up for work. The office space, if you will.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a reverse Costanza, where they told Patrick, hey, you'll fill in until we find someone, you know.
Tell me maybe 3-4 weeks.
I feel like Patrick is just going to keep working, and like 7 months from now, he's going to look up and be like, oh, my God, I'm the producer. And we're going to be like, well, sorry, you're stuck. I think they're just slow playing this until you just accept the fact that, hey, you're here.
Yeah, some people may be asking, well, wait, why don't we just hire Patrick? Everyone loves Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick's great.
I'm okay.
Patrick has decided this
is smart. He does not want the job. So
I love you guys. I love this place to death. I get my rocks off on Beers on Us podcast and Hot Corner, and I'm good with that. Hang out with you guys every once in a while. That's fine by me.
So we are searching for a permanent producer.
Yes.
And I don't know what our boss is doing.
I don't know. Well, we'll see.
He refuses to give us updates.
We had a meeting about it about 3 weeks ago, and since then,
everybody got housed.
A lot of I don't think
anybody remembers the meeting.
No, it was a hell of a meeting.
Does he know we need a producer?
Well, to be fair, he gave his last 3 whiskeys to me, so if someone is going to remember, it might be Jeff Austin, but that's up in the air.
He communicates with me like I am the producer, so maybe he just thinks it is the Costanza.
He yells at you. Aaron Judge is up right now against Michael Wacha.
Still searching for 61?
Yeah, he walked in his first at bat, and it's the count's 2-2. It's in the bottom of the third.
You know, it's a weird thing, and I know a bunch of other people that have talked about this that have been chasing records, especially home run records, but I know you're a professional, so you block it out. But for Aaron Judge, every time he goes up now, hitting a home run is one of the harder things to do in sports. Hitting a pitch, let alone hitting it out of the park. And you know every time you come up, nothing is going to be accepted other than you hit it over the fence. And you wonder why some of these guys end up stuck right before a magic number, because that has to get to you.
He hit a huge double the other day, and it was like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, just...
Yeah, didn't he go like 3-for-5? Everybody was pissed.
Yes, everyone was like, what, no home run?
He just walked again.
Boo! I wonder if the Red Sox are just like, it's not happening against us.
You know, being the rival, they may.
We've got nothing to play for. Guess what, Aaron? You're getting 4 games. You're getting jack squat to hit.
Dude, that could be very true. Although I would say for Pujols, or maybe even for Judge, but if you're playing, like, I don't know who they play the last few games.
Yeah,
but I think for Al Pujols, aren't you lobbing him softball?
You gotta serve it up.
Throw the meatball. What else? Especially if you're a team and you've got nothing to play for.
Because I think they're playing the Cubs at the end of the year.
Let it happen. Who was it? Brett Favre. Speaking of which, horrible human being, Brett Favre. I'm going to say that every time his name comes up now. But remember when Strahan was going to get the sack record and Favre just fell down?
Yeah.
Simply to piss off Warren Sapp.
He's like, I'm just laying down.
I hate Warren Sapp so much that I'm going to do this.
Screw you.
Wait, the Cardinals have 6 games against the Pirates to finish the season.
Then, yes, every time he comes up, it should be a batting practice off-speed pitch right over the middle.
Now, give him a shot to pass Ruth.
Yeah.
Would you do that for Judge, though?
Yeah.
Is that a different scenario? Because Pujols is retiring. Pujols and everybody is retiring. Loves him.
I don't know. I like if I liked Judge, right, and he was a good dude, yeah, I'll serve him one up. Here you go.
All right, coming up this hour, we have Rop in the Bank at 5:30, our picks against the spread. We will revisit one of the all-time great sports rants. And in the club tonight, Adam Levine's cringe flirting is really something.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to have a dramatic reading of his hot DMs.
We got more messages that are popping up.
Oh, God. And we have so much. We have GOP Jesus we haven't gotten to.
I've got the new campaign song that you have to hear.
Yes, that one's great.
Someone's at it again.
And how would you feel about ukulele lessons on a flight that you were on?
Oh, my God.
How would you feel about that?
Are other people getting those, or am I?
The whole plane.
Everybody.
Just end it right now. You know, so, my son plays a bit of the ukulele, but he's actually pretty good.
I play it, too. I've been playing for 20 years.
Patrick's has skills.
What?
You've never heard Patrick play?
He's an ukulele player?
He's really good.
Dude, bring it in. Let's get a show on the show.
Some hot uke action.
Yes. All right, right now we're ready for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
The Utah Jazz are finalizing a trade that would send Bojan Bogdanovic to Detroit for Kelly Olynyk and Sabin Lee.
Is there anyone left of the Jazz team from last year, or has everything been gutted?
Who is left? Don't they have Clarkson still? Did they dump him?
I don't know. It's Danny Ainge came in and took a wrecking ball to that thing.
Well,
which is a good. I mean, like, this is what he was brought in to do.
So the Pistons get back the Bogman. He averaged 18 a game last year. Corkscrew and some golf in for you. The United States leads the international team 4-1 after day one of the President's Cup.
USA! 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 USA!
The U.S. has only lost once in that thing since 1994. This is the 14th President's Cup. They're playing at Quail Hollow. The international team led by Hideki Matsuyama and Adam Scott. And after that, look, the U.S. should race them.
Yeah, none of the live guys can play on that.
Number 4.
A big development in the Brett Favre steals from the poor situation. The former head of Mississippi's welfare agency has rolled over.
Nice.
His name is John Davis. He has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in return for a plea deal. This could mean bad things for Brett Favre.
I really hope, and I want Brett Favre to go to prison. Dude, that dude is a horrible human being. And he stole from the poorest of the poor. Not just for him. By the way, he made over $150 million during his career. Has all the different endorsements. All because his cheap ass wanted to build a volleyball court for his daughter that he could have funded himself, that he promised to fund. Instead, he managed to steal from the poorest of the poor to get that thing built. Can you see how they got around that? I guess there's a provision in Mississippi where no welfare funds are allowed to be used for brick and mortar. So they just said that they didn't say that the $5 million was to build it. They said that they were going to lease it so that poor people could have activities at the volleyball court once. That's how they funneled the funds around.
All told, $77 million of welfare funds in Mississippi were misspent. Julio Rodriguez left the game today in Oakland with more back pain. He is scheduled for an MRI. That is not good.
It's interesting because Scott Service said that he experienced it over the weekend, but they didn't get an MRI on it. You would think that when maybe you would look into the best asset you have if he's having back tightness, and he said that the issue was, quote, concerning.
Yeah, it was bad because I was watching the game. He was just standing in center field.
Yes.
So he had gotten a hit in the bottom of the first, and he scored, so he ran the bases. But then in the top of the second, he was just standing out there, and they had to stop the game, and the trainer had to go out.
Anyone that's ever dealt with lower back issues, whether you're talking about a compressed disc, you're talking about nerve stuff, well, I'll tell you what, this is something that can linger for a long time. It can be problematic. This is not good.
Mariners did win 9-5. They're trying to hold off the O's for the final AL wildcard spot. Neither have been playing well lately, but the Mariners winning. Their lead is now 4.5 games on Baltimore, but the O's are up 2-0 on Justin Verlander and the Astros early in that game.
Yeah, that's the saving grace is that the O's are stumbling too. I think they've lost like 7-10.
Aaron Judge needs one home run to tie Roger Maris from 1961 for the AL record for dongs in a season. The Yankees opening a 4-game set in Boston. It is scoreless in the fourth. Judge has walked in both of his plate appearances.
I'd
so
like
far.
To put out the conspiracy theory that the Boston Red Sox will not give him a single pitch to hit over these four games just to piss off Yankee fans.
Thursday Night Football pits Jacoby Brissett against Mitchell Trubisky.
Wow! Toss out the records when these two get together.
Catch the fever.
Browns host the Steelers. Trubi averaging just 5.1 yards per attempt.
Did you see that the Vegas odds of him throwing the over-under on him throwing a pick was just 0.5? And the Action Network said 100% of the action is on the over.
Well, then maybe is he going to get benched?
Maybe he's going to get benched or this age just won't throw the ball.
Yeah,
0.5? I was like, yeah, wow. Take the over.
The game's on Amazon Prime, in case you've forgotten where to find Thursday Night Football. The Steelers won both of those meetings last year.
Something tells me this number might be slightly lower than the Kansas City game last week. Maybe just a scoop.
Number one.
My number one.
Number one.
And this is unprecedented, at least I think, but Celtics coach Ime Udoka is facing a season-long suspension from his own team. This for two inappropriate relationships with female staffers. Back in 2015, he got engaged to actress Nia Long, but in light of recent events, the couple is thought to be separated. Interesting to note that there are rumors that Udoka, who has not been suspended yet, is considering stepping down in Boston.
It was a very vague statement that came out. Woj broke this and originally just said it was a team policy thing, and everyone was like, what? Well, now it's kind of been sorted out, and these things are hard to keep quiet. So, I guess the consensus is that he was having two relationships with two married staffers. The problem is one of those was married to a high-level VP inside the Celtics organization. Sounds as if the Celtics were made aware of this, went to Ime Udoka and told him, hey, knock it off. Everything kind of goes away quietly, and unfortunately, it sounds like Ime Udoka did not stop either one. Now here we are, and some people asking, why are you getting suspended for an entire year based on a relationship? Seems to be that is kind of the crux of it, is they found out about it, told him, knock it off, it's against our policies, did it anyways, and now here we are. Everything, it started out as maybe a quarter to a half, then you got to maybe a full season, and now the report, like you said, some people say that he may just be considering stepping down and taking a leave.
Now, here's a fun fact for you. The team will be led by assistant Joe Mazzulla once Udoka is suspended and sits in shame. Yes. Mazzulla was arrested for domestic battery in 2009.
Oh.
A little fun fact.
Is he going to have to do the really... And look, I don't care what Ime Udoka does in his spare time. I don't care that he's stepping out on his woman. It's none of my business. But I do think it's unbelievable that you've got a great job. You're on the cusp of building something truly great. You were just in the NBA finals, and they come to you and say, hey man, you can't do this. It could cost you your job, and you keep doing it. I question that judgment more than anything else, but I also don't want him to have to do I think one of the most shameful things I've ever seen is when they forced Tiger Woods to do that horse crap press conference where they were like, shame and scorn, and he let people down. And he had to come out and do the I'm a sex addict thing, and the PGA, or it was the Augusta, right, president that was up there trying to read him the Riot Act. And
well, that was two different things. He did one with his mom sitting there.
Yeah.
But the other, the Augusta was for the Masters.
That was pathetic.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's pretty bad, too.
Exactly. You know what? Let Nia Long, who, by the way, all-time baddie, I bet her DMs are, like, overflowing right now. Let them deal with that. I mean, the only thing I'll say is that you just have incredibly piss-poor judgment if you can't stop that when you know it could cost you your job. But I hope we don't try to drag this thing out and try to make him do some crappy apology where he comes out and you know he's going to say that He loves his family.
He's a man of faith.
A guaranteed man of God.
Start with the faith.
Yeah, the Bible is going to stop all that crap. That's the part where I hate where we try to bring in some sort of morality to what he's doing in the bedroom and what it has to do with him being the Celtics coach.
All right, up next, let's revisit one of the great, all-time great, Coach Rants. It is 517 on The Fan.
Seahawks football is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack. Holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't
like Prime it, time don't with Isaac and Zook on 1080 The Fan.
All right. In our next segment, we rock the bank. Our locks of Gibraltar.
Let's go. Well, not yet. Let's go in 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15. That's about right.
Yeah, we're good.
I think that's right.
Somewhere in there.
Now, I consider this, what we're about to play for you, mm-hmm. the greatest sports coach rant of all time.
Really?
Yes, and I have thought about this. You know, I don't say those things lightly.
It's a hell of a statement.
This has it all.
Okay.
First of all, he's full of crap, so he's trying to be a bully.
Sure. Well, that goes without saying.
Well, sometimes, like the Dennis Green one, it's kind of funny, too, when they're just mad. And like, Dennis goes, we are not that ever! And we let them out to
crown their ass.
Yeah, he wasn't really like lying, or he wasn't full of crap. He was just pissed.
Yeah.
Now, Gundy is pissed here, but there's an extra layer that he's pissed at. If you don't remember the whole story, he's the coach at Oklahoma State. And a woman by the name of Jenny Carlson, who went to KU, by the way, went to school with her.
Rock chalk.
She wrote an article about why the quarterback was benched for another guy.
Yeah.
And it had some stuff in there. It doesn't matter. It had some stuff in there, personal stuff about what was going on with the kid that got benched. Okay.
Kind of so got very angry.
He was pissed about it. The other great thing about this is he kind of, as you'll notice, he starts soft and he goes slow. But then he ramps it up to one of the all-time great coach rant clips.
Like a great mixtape, right?
It builds. What more could you ask for here? So we wanted to, on the 15th anniversary.
Boy, 15 years?
Yes, it's been 15 years since this happened.
Be damned.
But it happened on this day 15 years ago. We wanted to replay for you in its entirety, and it's about 3.5 minutes long, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy.
Never forget.
I'm going to talk about this article right here. If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I want to talk about this article. 3/4 of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child and has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how about this article right here. You obviously don't have a child. I do.
Hopefully not.
If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. But you haven't had that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
A good little salvo
it's,
there.
It's beautiful.
It's hard to hear, but he said right at the. I love how he ramps it back down. He's like, "All right, that's all I got to say." It makes me want to puke.
I enjoyed that we got a fat kid in there too, and they say he's a fat kid. He really punctuated a couple things in there, like obviously the gold standard in that is I'm a man,
dude.
I'm 40, but he had like five or six different. Like crescendo pieces there, and they call him fat, and he's walking down the street.
It's pre-mullet too, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, it's pre-mullet.
He's not mulleted there. It is just, I find that to be the best one. And I know it's subjective.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good coach rants. That is really the gold standard in my mind. Now, I wanted to bring this up, well, one, because it's the 15th anniversary, but two,
that just seems...
You just haven't heard the whole thing in a long time,
no.
Right?
No.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then he walks out.
We only hear the, I'm a man!
I'm 40!
I'm 40!
Well, he's 55,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, he is.
But actually, I think he's older than that. But Jenny Carlson, so I looked it up today. So she was a writer. She was the writer that he was directing.
Yeah, the anger towards.
Yeah. She wrote, so she said that she did do some interviews after that in the couple days after. But if she had done them all, she would have been busy doing interviews about the rant for like 3 months.
Sure.
So she wrote an article. She wrote a column in the Daily Oklahoman in 2017. So this was, I don't know what year the rant was.
Well, he said
15 years. So what year is that? You do the math on that. Oh, wait.
Well, I mean, it's 2012, so you take two off of that and then go back 13. That would have been...
Keep going.
That would have been, what, 2003? Right?
No. That's as bad as me. 2007.
The 2000... What?
Yeah, be 2007. 2007,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Someone out
15
there...
15 years, yeah. 2007.
Okay, 2007.
Boy, you make fun of me for my math. You're about as bad as I am.
Please.
Good grief. Okay, so in 10 years later, she writes about the rant in a column. And at the end of it, because she has a daughter. So she because he's this whole thing in there is like, you got a kid, and the kid's going to get called fat. He's going to come home crying. You don't know. Well,
the kid's got a mullet.
She writes about her daughter, who at this time was 5, now 10, but at the time of the column, she was 5. And at the end of it, she says, okay, during his diatribe all those years ago, Mike said something about how I wouldn't really understand a young person's pain until I have a child of my own, until I was a parent. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he drops a pass in a pickup game, or somebody says he's fat, and he comes home crying to his mom, you'll understand.
Or he can't do math, you know.
Parents don't have a, she says, parents don't have a monopoly on empathy, of course, but it's one of the many traits that we can teach our children by word and by deed. Like the unexpected driveway conversation about newspapers, I suspect my daughter will one day ask about the rant. Clips of it sure don't seem to be going away after all. Even though it might not be easy explaining the rant and its aftermath, I hope my daughter will be able to learn that she can be tenacious, she can persevere, and she can keep her head up while not letting her standards be dragged down. I know I have.
Huh.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I thought that was a great little salvo to
little
F you, Mike Gundy.
Punctuation mark there.
Because she held her head high and she took it.
She's a woman!
Like
she's
a man!
40!
Oh. And, yeah, so that rant will live in infamy.
Yeah, well, I hate to say this, but coaches think a lot of coaches, and they get up there at the pulpit.
Well, he's just a bully.
It's a shame, but unfortunately, I think that just kind of goes with a lot of the territory that these coaches train.
But I want you to give me a better coach rant that's more entertaining than that. Like, I really – the length of it, too.
Yeah.
You get 3.5 minutes of gold there.
It is, and it never really – there's no lull. Right.
Well, he goes up and down, he keeps you entertained the whole time.
Look, there might be some better lines out there, but I don't know if anything as complete as that is good.
Well, yeah. You got playoff. You got
the playoffs.
Jim Mora.
Yeah.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
Yeah, they're talking about
let him off the hook.
Talking about practice, but that's not a coach. That's Iverson.
Ooh, that's still great.
Dude, that yeah. Iverson yeah. one is.
Practices.
That is up there.
It's good.
That's really good.
It's good, but I'm
Dennis
with you.
Green.
I think this may indeed be the
gold standard.
I think it's the gold standard.
I don't know how you beat it.
No.
All right, coming up next, we'll get our Rop in the Bank picks against the spread in. We'll do that when we return. Right now, Patrick with SportsCenter.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter up and Souk are ready to predict this week's college and NFL outcomes with their usual laser-like accuracy.
How about if I take your money and kick you in the balls 3 times?
No.
Is that a fair deal?
A deep dive on the games that matter and some that don't.
Football is football.
Football's football.
This is Ropping the Bank with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
Somebody's making money.
The Fan.
All right, here we go. Big Souk up 3 units. You had a 4-unit winner on Philly last week. You also had a 3-unit winner on Detroit. Lost a 2-unit play on Cincinnati.
Yeah, thanks, Cincinnati. Losing to Cooper Rush. They have lost, let me just say, they have lost to Mitchell Trubisky and Cooper Rush. I'm on the verge of never betting Cincinnati again, except I have them again this week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, dude, so do I. We're idiots.
I know.
And then a New Orleans loser was a 1-unit play. So overall, you are +3. Now, I am going to start taking this seriously now. Okay. No more bits.
Starting
right now. Starting now.
Now.
Minus 12 units.
Ouch. That hurts.
Yeah, but
ouch.
My KU lock got me 3.
Rock shot, baby.
I lost everything else. Now, the fun part about this year, we're doing it by units and not record. Because if you have a game, like you said Philly, you were more confident in that than New Orleans, and you had 4 units on Philly and only 1 on New Orleans. So
yeah.
You had +3 units. That's a better way to go about it. And we each still have our 3 10-unit plays available. Which I almost used on Kansas last week, and now I'm pissed I didn't. So, let's get started. I will defer to you, sir.
I'm going
to
start. I have not bet a college game this year, and so I've been making 4 picks. I still will make 4 NFL picks. I'm going to throw this one on there, though, because it was all the talk today about more money has come in on this game, 3 times as much as any college game, and more than any NFL game, and everyone bets the NFL, so this is a bit of a shocker, and this line has jumped all the way down to 6. And that is USC Oregon State. I think USC is really good. I think the Beavs are good. I think it's in Corvallis. I know funky things have happened, and I think Oregon State can keep this close. But you're giving me USC, and I don't even have to lay a touchdown. So I'm going to go ahead and do a 2-unit play. I think this is a close game. I don't think they get blown out. I just don't think that they have the firepower to hang with USC. The one common opponent in Fresno State, USC is too good for Oregon State. At the small burrito, not in front of the big crowd there. I'm taking USC, 2-unit play. I'll lay the 6.
All right. Well, I had that too, so I'll just go ahead and throw out that I'm not betting against Oregon State.
Me neither.
I am betting on USC's offense. I think it's beyond special. And when you only lay, when you lay less than a touchdown, yeah. I just feel like I gotta take
it. Yeah, Oregon State can play that game super close and one touchdown at the end to break the thing open, and thanks for calling.
So I'm gonna go 4 units because I've got some making up to do.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go with my first one then. God, have my head checked because I have been burned 2 weeks in a row. Cincinnati can't be that bad. They just can't be. They cannot be this bad. And they're playing the Jets, who can be this bad. Now, this number is sitting, where is it? It's at 4.5 or 5.
Checking.
Check on that. And it doesn't matter. I'll take it either way, but I want to see where I'm locked in here officially. Here's my thing with the Jets. This line.
That's 6.
It's up to 6?
Yep.
Okay. I'll still lay it.
I bet it gets to a tutty by Sunday.
Yeah, because initially, this thing was like, oh my God, the Jets. The Jets only scored 17 points against Cleveland. The problem is that Chubb had the freak touchdown. Jets go down and score, kick an onside, score again. They get 31, win that game. Otherwise, we're not talking about this. Yes, Cincinnati has problems. They don't have Joe Flacco Jet problems. This has to be backs against the wall, right? There's too much talent in Cincinnati to do this. They have to have a get-right game. I swear to the Lord, if this isn't the get-right game, I will never bet on Cincinnati again.
The Lord.
But I'm throwing up the Hail Mary. I'm going 4 units. Cincinnati gets right. They win by a touchdown. They cover this against the Jets.
Okay, I have another 4-uniter, and it's a money line parlay. Now, there are 2 teams in this, so if I win this, they both have to win, and I still only collect 5 units. But they're both favorites, and so when you put them together, it becomes like... You only have to lay like 110.
Yes.
In this instance, on DraftKings today, when I bet it, it was 114, minus 114. And it is that the Cleveland Browns will beat the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. The Browns are pissed. They are 11-3 following a loss under Kevin Stefanski. And Mitchell Trubisky sucks balls.
Yes.
And he's on the road. So I don't know about the spread, but Cleveland just needs to win the game. And then I think on Sunday, I'm with you. I think Cincinnati... You know, when you get a team that's supposed to be this good and they're desperate for a win, they're backed into a corner, the Jets have their attention. This could easily be a game where they would overlook, maybe like the Browns did towards the end of that game last week. I don't know. But the Jets have their attention. The Bengals are better. All they have to do is win. So I've got a 2-team money line parlay for 4 units, Cleveland and Cincinnati.
You know where I'm going here with my pick. Because I am all aboard the Dan Campbell train.
Hold on, for housekeeping, how many units did you put on Cincinnati?
I put 4.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm
just
going,
jotting these down.
I'm going 3 units here. Mm-hmm. I'm all aboard the Dan Campbell train. I'm getting 6 here against Minnesota. I'm upset that the Vikings got blown out because I think this line would have been closer to 8. Look, Detroit's offense is good. I know they're a little beat up on the offensive line. I think they're going to get at least one of those back. The Lions' offense is good. The defense is a little sketchy, but Minnesota is not great. That week one was an anomaly when they just decided to not cover Justin Jefferson. The Minnesota is a lot closer, I think, to what we saw the other night on Monday night versus what you saw in week one. I don't think they're a bad team, but I don't think they're great. And the Lions offense is legit. That thing is real. I'm getting 6 points. I'm going to lay 3 units on this. I think the Lions could actually go there and get a win, but they will keep this close. This will be a field goal game. All aboard the Dan Campbell train.
Okay, I have one more for you, and I am riding offenses this week. This is a 4-unit play as well, and I will take my Jayhawks until they buck me off. -7, hosting Duke. It's freaking Duke.
Undefeated Duke.
The Devils are 3-0, but they haven't played anyone. They are
also...
There's
no Coach K anymore.
Right. They're coached by John Schreier?
Yeah,
John Shire, yeah.
Yeah, he's their coach.
And word is Bill Self will be co-coaching this game with Lance Leipold. The Devils are running into a sold-out buzzsaw. Do you know how big that is?
The second sellout since
13
like,
years.
Yeah, 13 years.
Dude, they don't sell out games. No one cares.
No.
All of a sudden, Rock Chalk is back. There is a buzz, and I'll be damned if effing Duke is going to be the one to knock us off our perch. F that. Kansas wins by 60. 4 units.
I thought you were going to go full 10. I thought you were going to abuse one of your 10s.
I felt really good about that one last week, though. I should have done it last week.
You couldn't bring yourself to do it?
No, the 10s, you got to... It's a long season. I might have to hold those for later.
All right, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go with the Rams and the Cardinals. The Rams have won 10 of the last 12. They've covered in 9 of those.
I think Arizona isn't very good, and I think that the collapse from the Raiders is skewing this a little bit, and the Rams getting blown out. I think the Rams are a much better team than Arizona. I'm not a big believer in what they're doing down in Arizona. And I mean, you even hear some of the comments they're making about Kyler Murray about basically, you know, preparation and not making it harder on ourselves. I mean, those are shots. Oh, and by the way, the new Call of Duty beta game comes out this week. Kyler Murray will be paying no attention to the Rams.
Ooh, that's a good little nugget.
3.5. I think the Rams have a get-well thing here. I mean, the Raiders were blowing them out before they absolutely collapsed. I'm only having to give up 3.5 here. I'll gladly do that. That'll be a two-unit play for me with the Rams. And then my final pick, I'm going to do a one-unit play here. I don't love it at 6.5, but I'm going to ride this team. I've been jocking him all year. I won't shut up about it. And he keeps looking better and better every week. And that is Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this right now, to me, looks like one of the best rosters in the NFL. And if Hurts keeps playing like this, Philadelphia is not just a dangerous team. Philadelphia is a Super Bowl contender. I'm having to lay 6.5 here. That's fine. I think Washington stinks, even though Carson Wentz has been okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give me my Eagles in a one-unit play. I think they cover that, and they beat Washington.
All right, Sooks on USC -6 for 2, Cincinnati -6 for 4, Detroit +6 for 3, the Rams -3.5 for 2, and Philly -6.5 for 1. I'll be on USC -6 for 4, Cleveland Cincinnati moneyline parlay for 4, and Kansas for 4. Every Thursday, 5:30. Up next, let's check in on tonight. And what's going on with Aaron Judge? It is 5:47 on the Fan.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you.
Prime time with Isaac every and Sue on 1080 The Fans.
All right, Aaron Judge, two walks and a strikeout. They're in the bottom of the fifth in New York as he chases Roger Maris. Roger! 1-0 Yankees. And we've got my Browns already leading 7-0, but... Pittsburgh. Trubisky's got him in the red zone.
Pickens just had one of the better catches that you will see all year. Like, that guy is an absolute beast. Stunning development, comes from Georgia, but just look at the one-handed over-the-shoulder grab that that guy had to get him down there in the red zone. Ridiculous.
Somebody also mentioned, we were talking about the great coach rants of all time in sports, and we have Mike Gundy at the top of our list. Somebody mentioned this one, and this is good. Don't discount Hal McCray in 1993.
Which one was McCray?
Well, that one was really good. I remember because I'm a Royals fan, but he was pissed, and he was a grade A red ass. That's the one where he ripped the phone off his desk.
Oh, I do remember that. Huh.
It's a good one. You got to go back and watch the whole thing.
I'm sure the internet will be able to locate that.
Oh, yeah. It's on there. Final story tonight until we get to the club. We got a whole nother thing coming up.
We got a whole thing. We got a lot to get to in the
club. We got to talk about Adam Levine.
Very ambitious. Yeah. Don't leave a paper trail. If you are going to be an all-time creep, and don't leave a paper trail. And is it because he's so good-looking that he doesn't have to be good on the wooing?
Oh, 100%.
It's just he just says 100%. These things, and it's like, I'm Adam Levine. I'm going to take off my shirt.
He can say whatever he wants. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When you look like that, it's the Tom Brady skit. Tom Brady.
This SNL.
Chris Farley skit from SNL.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Key to not sexually harassing anyone, be really good looking.
A University of Utah student was arrested after she allegedly threatened to detonate a nuclear reactor on campus if the Utes had lost to San Diego State over the weekend.
You can't do that.
Apparently not. Now, many questions here. One, nuclear reactor?
Yeah, I guess.
Push the button just there for you just in case they lose?
I'm guessing it's a little harder than that. To detonate, maybe you cause some sort of meltdown, but apparently we don't kid around about that sort of thing. The old, no nukes thing.
Well, good news.
Kudos to Utah for having a nuke reactor, though.
Well, there's a couple things here. One, boy, if you would have told me what fan base would produce this person.
Yeah, Utah?
I would not say Utah, nor would I say a woman.
Hey, it worked. Like,
that's right.
One, Utah
There's
won.
There's no way they were losing that game.
And two, quit telling me that women don't care about sports. Clearly they do.
Right.
When's the last time a man threatened nuclear war based on the Utes winning or losing?
And it wasn't even close. 35-7.
See? She needs to make these threats more often.
So they identified her and interviewed her, and after that they arrested her.
Let's see how that interview go. Was that you? How dumb can you be? Yeah, here's some cuffs. Thanks for coming. And I guess there's fairly serious charges.
terroristic threats.
Yeah.
You can't be, you know, you can't be joking about that thing. It's like joking about killing the president.
I was listening to Danny and Dusty, and, you know, he was at, not Dusty. As far as I know, Dusty has been in no military. But Danny was in the Air Force, and he said that there were planes they called, like, I forget what he called them, like red planes or whatever, those that are designed to carry the bomb. And he said that when, like, they're in the hangar, there is literally, like, a red line that is around them. And he said, like, even if you, like, you want to dangle a foot over, like, people joking around, they will come and drop your ass. He's like, they do not kid around at all about this sort of thing. Like, if you aren't supposed to be there, you don't look at it, you don't touch it, you don't dangle your foot over the line. It's like the Hannibal Lecter thing. Like, you do not cross this line. And I'm guessing this lady is about to find out that it's not a good idea to make a terroristic threat involving blowing up a nuclear device.
Well, she did say it was a joke. Police noted that they didn't care.
Yeah.
They also did say that she had information about the nuclear reactor. I guess she had attended classes in the same building where it's located, which,
yeah,
it's, more questions.
Yeah. Hey, someone's saying that both PSU and Oregon State both have reactors as well.
Well, I was going to say this must be a common thing, but I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. Now, does Kansas have one? Does BYU have one? I feel robbed.
And why? Can I ask why?
Well, I'm guessing for some sort of research purpose, right? I mean, I'm guessing it's not a big one, but I mean, do you need a big one in order to detonate it and cause some problems?
Yeah, and what would have happened if she did? You know?
I'm guessing it's
what would have happened?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing it goes
Chernobyl.
I'm guessing it goes kablooey, and then you got a bit of a problem there.
Yeah.
This guy says I was on a Trident submarine and you couldn't even fart in the same area as the warhead. Yeah,
right.
It's like,
that's right. You don't mess with that.
You don't mess with it. Although, to be fair, that was a big win for Utah. So, you know, hey, kudos to you. We had a guy, I went to NFL Europe right after 9/11. And so the, you know, tensions were fairly high on the airplane. 9/11 was my senior year. And then a year and a half later, I was in NFL Europe. And so, especially internationally too, there was, you know, some concerns there, and then we were just kind of tightening down security. And we had a dumbass on our team. He was a linebacker, and he was joking, and he was being very loud and boisterous about dropping a bomb, and he was talking about going to the bathroom, right? He's like, man, all this European food, I'm going to drop a bomb. And he just kept going on, and we're like, hey, dude, you might want to, like, not do that.
Especially then.
Yeah, and, like, they – and over –
even now, though.
Yeah, and over there they had all the military police, like in the fatigues with like the M60s and stuff. And he wouldn't stop. He made like four or five of these and they drug his ass away. Mm. And we were like, hey, see ya. And he got detained for the weekend and ended up missing the game. And it was a whole thing. I don't think he actually got arrested. I don't know if he like got charges pressed against him because he was back like a week later, but they took him away. He missed the flight, and we didn't see him for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, you can't just say I was joking.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was his whole thing. He's like, what are you talking? I was just clearly talking about going to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, you yelled out, I'm going to drop a bomb on the air. But his whole thing is like he was like going to leave the bathroom door open.
Right.
And like contaminate the whole plane. Apparently, the authorities at London Heathrow did not find it as funny as he did.
All right, the club is next. We start with Adam Levine, 558 on the Fan.
One exclusive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.